Recreational pot stole the spotlight when it was legalized last summer. But a related plant has been quietly taking root since 2016. I'm talking about hemp. Hemp is used to make products like cloth and cannabinoid oil, which is the popular dispensary product that will not get you high but is used by people to treat pain. Russ Wilhelm is the Industrial Hemp Program Manager for the Nevada Department of Agriculture. Russ, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be here.
So, Russ, I wonder if you could give us an overview of the hemp program in Nevada, just the business aspect of it. How big is the business here?
Yes, Joe. So the Industrial Hemp Program went live in 2016, as you had indicated, and within our inaugural season, we had a total of 13 growers throughout the state, advancing out to whereabouts of 250 acres in total throughout the entire region of Nevada. Today, we're looking more so around 104 licensed growers throughout the state of Nevada, totaling a whereabouts of 2,000 acres throughout the entirety of the state. Now we can combo that with indoor production as well, because largely industrial hemp is grown outdoor as well as indoor. There's a 50-50 split as far as production techniques. And we have documented around 130,000 square foot for production in the state of Nevada right now. So as you can tell, based upon the numbers, statistics kind of speak for themselves in this instance, where the industry has grown progressively over the last three growing seasons, and we've seen a mass amount of interest in the industry right now.
So where do we stand nationally? Is that a lot?
Nationally, we are probably right in the borderline as far as being in the middle of production and total production levels. There are 35 states throughout the nation right now that do have an active industrial hemp research and development program. The larger states presently are going to be Kentucky as well as Colorado. They're borderlining around 35,000 acres in the state of Kentucky and whereabouts of 15,000 acres in Colorado right now. In Nevada, we have 2,000 acres, as I had mentioned earlier, and that puts us right about in the middle.
And now the big question is, how can we have hemp production here if hemp is a Schedule I drug that's banned by the federal government?
Yes. So in 2014, the federal government implemented a bill known as the 2014 Farm Bill, which allowed for states, if they saw fit, to implement a program specific to industrial hemp research and development. So under the auspices of the 2014 Farm Bill, the state of Nevada was able to develop regulations and actually create a program specific to the state.
Okay, so you sounds like a lot of people are into the business in Nevada. Who is buying hemp? And is it for oil? Is it for clothing? What are the possible uses out there?
As far as purchasing of hemp, I would probably want to go ahead and defer to either Joe or Adrian. But as far as, you know, the actual industry side and what's being developed out of industrial hemp, there are three categories of industrial hemp that are being produced currently in today's market, and that's the fiber, the grain, and the oil.
So, and the price of hemp right now, I'd heard it was selling for as much as $350 for a pound.
Yes. So the price varies quite a bit. I mean, as far as market stability, that's one area that the industrial hemp industry is lacking presently. So it entirely depends upon what category of production you are bracketed within and the quality of your hemp product. From what I've heard, as far as market and sale price, it can range anywhere from, you know, for these oil varieties, $50 a pound all the way up to $350 a pound.
And again, about the people who are in the business, are these, and I will talk with Joe and Adrian in a bit about this, but are these people who had been into farming before or farming, you know, other products that switched to this because they can make more money?
We are seeing a movement of a lot of, you know, what I like to call greenhorn farmers coming into the state of Nevada who are producing any sort of agricultural commodity for the first time in their lives. But, you know, it doesn't have, industrial hemp doesn't have that taboo associated with it, like, you know, its sister plant of cannabis or marijuana. In fact, that a lot of these individuals that are deciding to ensue production of industrial hemp, they have farming experience and they've come from a long heritage of farming in their families, and they have some degree of production experience.
We're talking about hemp farming in Nevada with Russ Wilhelm. He is the Industrial Hemp Manager for the Nevada Department of Agriculture. And now Joe Frey and Adrian Snow are hemp producers from Fallon. Joe owns Western States Hemp, and Adrian manages business development for the company. Joe and Adrian, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Adrian Snow, you first. What kind of hemp products does your company make?
Well, at this point, we haven't released any retail products. We do have some stuff in the works that we anticipate hitting store shelves in the beginning portion of 2019. But at this point, we are just growers, and we grow both high CBD feminized varietals of hemp as well as more industrial varietals that will be bound for things like textiles or grain and fiber.
Feminized hemp, we're not talking about, well, you're just going to have to explain that. Feminized versus industrialized.
So there's really two different types on the most basic level. The most well-known use of hemp right now, or what the hot button word is in the U.S., is CBD. And CBD is generally derived from specific varietals that have been produced or bred over the last handful of years to produce high levels of CBD. And that particular component of hemp is found in the leaves and the flowers of the feminized plant of those varietals. Whereas industrial hemp is a much taller varietal, and it has the stalks that would produce the type of fiber that would be used in textiles like fabrics, papers, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
Is this all grown indoors? Or do you grow this outdoors? What's it look like at the place where this is grown?
Everything that we grow at Western States Hemp is grown outdoors. We have about 40 acres in Fallon, and then we have the remaining 60 or 70 acres is scattered throughout the state. About the 40 acres in Fallon is almost how you would see a young strawberry grow or a watermelon grow start out. It's got 4 foot wide plastic, and the hemp plants are placed about 6 feet apart in that plastic, and they're irrigated by drip irrigation. Throughout the state, we've got other grows with different types, like Adrian touched on, the fiber varieties that are non-feminized. From a distance, it would look just like a corn crop or an alfalfa crop growing in the field under a pivot, you know, the circle irrigation. And it would just look nothing more than probably a typical cornfield in the state of Nevada.
And Joe, have you been doing this since 2016, or when did you get into this, and what did you do before this?
Our first year was 2017 we started, so this is our second year growing hemp. My family's, I'm a fourth generation farmer in the Fallon area. We're growing where we've been farming for about 100 years now. And before that, I've been growing alfalfa, corn, triticale, some cantaloupe, things like that out in Fallon.
And no pun intended here, but has there been growth in the business?
Yes, I've seen significant growth in the hemp business just in the last year, and even I'd say particularly in the last few months. You know, like Russ touched on earlier, there were only 13 growers in Nevada last year, and this year over 104 registered growers, and a lot larger scale growers, I would say, this year as well. Everybody's expanded their operations, including ourselves. We've went from 20 acres last year to a little over 100 this year, and we're helping people on about 300 other acres as well.
Is there anything like you're having a difficult time keeping up with the demand, or are you right there, or what's that like?
That's a hard thing to gauge, but yes, at this point I would say we have far less product than what there is demand for on the market right now. Just in the last week, we've had several calls for at least 10 times as much product as we'll be able to produce this year.
We're talking about the farming of hemp in Nevada, which is a growing industry. This is State of Nevada. It's State of Nevada. I'm Joe Shaneman. We're talking about hemp farming in Nevada. It's legal as long as farms are also conducting academic research. And Russ Wilhelm, I want to talk to you a bit about that. You're with the Nevada Department of Agriculture Is there research being done on hemp in Nevada?
There is. So it's mandatory under our state program presently that any licensed grower has some degree of research involved with their production. So at the state level, we require every individual who files an application to produce industrial hemp with the state to actually document in detail what their research intentions entail.
Oh, and what kinds of things are happening out there in Nevada?
It's a mixed bag of research presently, but largely it's bare roots agricultural research with general production in mind. So we have a lot of individuals that are documenting the intricacies of what it takes to actually farm a successful crop in the state. So anywhere from irrigation techniques, from flood irrigation versus drip irrigation versus overhead pivot style irrigation, all the way down to variety comparisons and the fact that you can import several different varieties of industrial hemp and cultivate them in the state of Nevada to see which one performs at the highest level.
And Adrian Snow, as business development manager at Western States Hemp, you're doing some research there as well, having to do with animals.
Correct. So my family is heavily involved in the livestock industry in Nevada. And as I joined forces with Joe on this project, one of the things that we began looking at was not just CBD production, which is where most people's focus is at right now, but kind of bringing it home to what we do or have done up to this point, which involves livestock. So we've teamed up with the University of Nevada, Reno, and we're working with Dr. DeMello and Dr. Fonseca there. And we are going to be feeding, the first project we're working on is feeding hemp to chickens. We'll be looking at both the egg production and the overall fatty acid profiles in the egg output, as well as those same fatty acid profiles, and see if it produces a higher quality meat or a healthier meat in the same way that the grass-fed movement affected the overall meat output.
Now, well, that's really interesting. I know some people listening to this are still going to equate hemp with marijuana. So when you feed this, let's just clear this up right now. When you feed this to animals, you know, do they start smiling?
No. So what people often don't understand about hemp and how it differs from marijuana is that we have to keep our THC threshold, THC being the component in cannabis strains that causes psychoactive activity. So hemp plants, by definition, have to test at 0.3 or below of a percent. The varietals that we choose to use and grow for these animal feed studies actually have non-detectable levels. And to give a reference point for 0.3 compared to what people get when they are purchasing marijuana from stores, the average would be about 15% to 22% would be a good ballpark of THC. So I would liken the difference much the same as what a non-alcoholic beer would be to a standard beer. So there's really no psychoactive component whatsoever. And the benefit that we're looking at in feeding hemp to these animals is that it has a very nutritionally complete profile. It's extremely high in omega-3s. It's extremely high in protein. It actually has higher levels of omega-3s than flax does. So there have been other studies done in other areas, specifically in Canada, that show that it actually does affect the eggs and the meat, but we'd like to see that for ourselves at our own university here locally.
Interesting. And Russ Wilhelm, as industrial hemp manager in the state of Nevada, I know you're up on the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. If that passes, I wonder if you could talk about what that might do or how it might help hemp farmers in Nevada.
I can, Joe. So the 2018 Hemp Farming Act, it's actually now attached to the 2018 hemp or the 2018 Farm Bill. They dovetailed that in, and ultimately it's sitting in the House as we speak. It went through a committee on agriculture, and the committee actually voted on it at a 70-1 ratio. So it looks like it's bound to pass, and it'll actually go from the House to the Senate here within the next few weeks, if not, you know, few days. But the language in it as it stands right now, I cannot speak to what it's going to look like as a final bill by any means, because we never know how it's going to be amended as it rolls through that legislative process. But from what I can tell with the 2018 Hemp Farm Bill, what it will do for the entire nation is actually commercialize the industry, which will actually bring a lot more federal entities who have been hands-off with industrial hemp in years past. It will force them to actually take the reins and be involved with industrial hemp in regards to the Environmental Protection Agency, looking at, you know, developing pesticides or reviewing pesticide labels to attach those to usage for industrial hemp crops. It'll bring the FDA into play to start reviewing different drug profiles and, you know, dietary supplement benefits that are, you know, extracted and derived from industrial hemp, as well as it'll allow for the DEA to, you know, back off and stop enforcing and treating industrial hemp like it's, you know, a Schedule One labeled narcotic, such as marijuana or any of the other Schedule One drug commodities out there right now.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to be talking about hemp as a product that could gain federal approval, could be industrialized and, you know, sent to states around the country, because really, just as you said, Russ, it's a Schedule One drug. People have associated it with marijuana for decades and decades. And Joe Fry, as the owner of Western States Hemp, you come from a long line of farmers, but you might be the first, you know, to work with hemp. I wonder what you think about these changed attitudes. Is it a long time coming? I mean, do you see it more and more?
I do. I do see the change coming more and more. And it's coming faster than I thought it would come. Some of the, what I would term the older generation right now, I have seen a huge turnaround in their opinion of hemp in the last year. Adrian and I in particular have family friends that in their 70s and 80s, and they're becoming daily users of CBD in various different forms. So yeah, I've definitely seen the attitude towards hemp changing around faster than I ever thought it would.
And what about you, Russ Wilhelm? With the Nevada Department of Agriculture, you're in the regulatory business, so to speak. Does it surprise you that there's been this change in attitude?
It does surprise me. I mean, back in 2014, when I was first hired on at the Department of Agriculture, I had never even considered that I would be, you know, managing an industrial hemp program for the state. And the overwhelming demand that I've seen as a regulatory enforcement agent is incredible. There's a lot of demand from a very broad range of individuals that want to begin producing industrial hemp. And as Joe mentioned earlier, it comes from, you know, those 70-year-old historical farmers that have been in, you know, the most conservative areas of Nevada, who are beginning to shift their eyes when looking at industrial hemp and begin to realize that it does have, you know, very minor, if any, detrimental factors involved with it, and it can be incredibly beneficial for the agricultural community as a whole.
Hemp farming in Nevada, it's legal as long as farms are conducting academic research, and it could become more widespread. Russ Wilhelm is with the Nevada Department of Agriculture. Joe Frey and Adrian Snow are with Western States Hemp and Fallon. Russ, Joe, and Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.